Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us today is Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone.
Thank you for joining us on this fine Wednesday. Cold and nastiness and all kinds of stuff like that. And so you're going to tell us about camping.
That's right. I thought it might be fun to talk about camp experiences for the summer, kind of on this cold, a snowy day, although I think it is going to warm up here this week a little bit. But camp registration is open for the summer. I get so excited when I think about Rock Springs 4-H Camp and the opportunities for our youth out there. So it's a camp that is owned by the 4-H Foundation here in the state of Kansas, and it is a phenomenal facility. The foundation has kept it in tip-top shape, pristine shape. I've never seen a campground better here in the state of Kansas. It is amazing. And I say that just to hopefully catch your attention. And the next thing I'm going to say is that, yes, of course, we would love to have you involved in our program, but you do not have to be a 4-H'er to experience 4-H camp. That is open to any youth in our communities to go out there and experience that opportunity. And the registration is open. And actually, you want to go in there and look probably by the end of the year, because we have early bird registration and prices go up after the first of the year. And so if you want to get in there now and get a better deal on price, then now is the time to do that. So anyways, they have experiences from 7 to 8 year olds, then on up to like 8 to 13 year olds. They have, you know, 4-day camps to 5-day camps. And then they even have a lot of leadership opportunities and experiences then for our older teens. They have a high ropes course out there that is really cool. They have what we call LIT, which is leadership in training, LIT, and CIT, which is counselor in training. You know, they hire a lot of staff during the summer, so it's a great opportunity then when you get older, like in college years, to go back and if you are thinking about working with youth, it's a great opportunity to go back then and get back your time there at the camp. Camp instills so many great things in our youth. It teaches independence. It teaches a sense of belonging. There's a special culture at camp. Audrey, I don't know if you ever did a lot of time at summer camp, but they just have a way of drawing you in and creating a bond in a short amount of time that just really creates a lot of a sense of belonging for our youth, which is one of the, they say, one of those core things that they need to experience when they're children. And so, and just being outdoors and away from the technology, I cannot say enough positive things about summer camp. And so it's Rock Springs 4-H Camp. It's all done through their website. So you can just get on and Google Rock Springs 4-H Camp in Junction City, Kansas, and it will pull it up. But if you have any questions, we're happy to help you navigate the website. I will tell you, the prices act on a tier system. They just ask that you pay what you're comfortable with on that tier system that operates with 3 tiers of a price level. And so, again, if you are confused when you get in there and you're like, oh, I don't understand this, please reach out to the office. We do know enough to help you walk through some of those systems. It's a phenomenal experience. So I just wanted to give a shout out for camp this summer. Why it's cool. We're thinking about the cold. We can think about some warm summer days.
Definitely something that I know I'm already looking forward to, warmer days. Me and my pile of wool yarn at home thinking, oh, please thaw out. That does sound like a lot of fun.
We haven't even got into winter really yet, have we?
I know. We're not officially there, but oh boy. And after all of the talk about, oh, turn up the air conditioning, I'm roasting. Shut up about the cold. Just hush. But so shout out about the camp, but you've got another one for us too.
I can't remember if I mentioned it last time, and I just wanted to make sure I did on the radio. We're excited to announce that Calla Higby got onto the State 4-H Council here in Kansas. So she will serve us on a state level, and she also gets to go to National Conference, which is a leadership conference in Washington, D.C. So there's 5 kids from the state of Kansas that will get to go do that experience, and she was selected as one of those 5. So we're excited to sing her praise and wish her the best of luck with those experiences.
Absolutely. Congratulations, Calla Higbee. Now, what did she have to go through in order to be chosen?
She had to go, that's a great question. She had to go through an application process, and from there she had to go through an interview process in front of a panel, and then she had to give a speech. So it was quite the process to get there, and then she was voted upon by her peers as well. So quite the process to get to that level. We're excited for her to be able to have that opportunity.
Quite a process indeed. And when you are chosen by your peers for something like that, that makes it even more special. Outstanding.
Yes.
Well, very good. Thanks for letting us know. We always appreciate the information, and we look forward to talking to you again.
Sounds great. Thanks, Audrey.
Thank you. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredithine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gowell.